Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Merolo. Batting third. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Bregan. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Al Glossop. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Benjamin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Hughes. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Tommy Hughes. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Merolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merolo takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. Merolo moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCullough for a passed ball. Bregan moves to second. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Merolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Passo covering, for the out. one out. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bregan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilbert for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Livingston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-1 in the game. Glossop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Littwiller. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Morello applying the tag. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. Etten hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Glossop. Stringer moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCullough for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Passo strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 1 in the game. Coy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coy. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Morello applying the tag. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingston strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bregan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbert moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hughes covering. It's a double play. Gilbert moves to third. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Glossop. Gilbert scores. Stringer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards third. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 2 in the game. Murtaugh hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0 for 2 in the game. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Littwiller moves to second. Two outs. Ron Northey pinch hits for Nick Etten. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Littwiller scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Benjamin now playing first base. Ron Northey now playing right field. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bragan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Passo hits a pop-up towards short. Bragan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coy takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 2 in the game. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bragan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bragan hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilbert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Glossop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 3 in the game. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Passo, and towards Stringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0 for 3 in the game. Glossop hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 3 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a pop-up towards third. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Livingston and he is safe. Cavaretta steals second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 3 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into left field. Litt Wheeler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northey takes first base on ball 4. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 3 in the game. Benjamin bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Stringer covering, for the out. Northey moves to second. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren pinch hits for Mickey Livingston. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner pinch hits for Tommy Hughes. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.